We're talking about preparing for guests to arrive for the holidays, and we're in the middle of an interview with Ryan from QuickGreet. Let's get back to Ryan and wrap up the concrete prep on any old concrete surfaces.
And where I was leading into that is we've got to prep the concrete before we winterize it.
Yes.
If you've got some oil stains, you park your car on a lot of concrete. You know, that's one thing we have to worry about making sure we take care of, removing that. Ryan, welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us through the break.
Hey, thanks, guys. Yeah, that's right. We want to make sure that we're taking all the right steps to make sure that we can apply that sealer properly over the top. And so that's going to involve taking off any oils, grease. And what you're going to want to use for that is a QuickGreet Etcher Degreaser. And that can help you remove all those loose stains and things like that. It's critical that we follow through on this step because we've got to make sure that all the pores are open to apply the sealer over the top. But we also want to consider too that if there are any major cracks in that concrete slab, that we can use a vinyl concrete patcher, which you can check out on the QuickGreet website. It's QuickGreet.com. We've got an extensive library of how-to videos. So then the next step here is you're going to want to test the porosity of the surface. So after you've used your Etcher degreaser, you want to go ahead and take some water and sprinkle it on top. If the water beads up, the surface isn't ready yet. It means that there's currently still some oil, possibly a sealer or paint currently on that surface. So we've got to make sure that we follow through on this step properly or the sealer won't adhere as it's supposed to. So after we've gone through each of these steps, we want to apply our sealer. It can be applied either with a sprayer or a roll-on application. Many of the sealers on the market are latex-based, which are more of a skim coat that don't actually produce a strong bond, and that's going to affect your longevity of the product. The QuickGreet Masonry Waterproofing Sealer is natural look, silicone formulated, which means that this sealer is actually going to penetrate into the pores of the concrete, becoming a part of the slab as opposed to simply a layer over the top. And it's ideal. You can use it for concrete, pavers, bricks, stucco, inside, outside. It gives you that natural look finish, and it's going to be your protective layer against that water, salt, oil, and grease. This is what's going to give you protection against those freeze-thaw conditions that are going to eventually cause cracking in your concrete or open up bigger cracks in your concrete slab.
And concrete is we like a durable product like concrete, but as Ryan is saying, it does take a little bit of maintenance to maintain it, and not as much as a lot of other products, and that's why we like anything that has to do with concrete based products. So Ryan, we especially enjoy your opportunity to join us here and share with your products. Available virtually any and everywhere, any of the Border Marvel stores, any of the big box hardware stores, any of the hardware stores, QuickGreet. I think if you went in my garage right now, you'd find about four of their products right now. I'm doing a little stucco job, and it's a little pre-mixed stucco application. To apply that, I had to get the QuickGreet concrete bonder to paint on the wall first. And I've got a couple bags of high early concrete to go put some fence posts in the backyard back by the kennels this afternoon. So I use a lot of their products. It's a great brand of materials.
And anything cement-based will last you a long time.
Let's get back to the callers. And again, Ryan, thanks a million for joining us for that interview.
Where do you want to start?
Oh, it's up to you, bud. You push the buttons.
All right. On hold longest is Art. Welcome to the program.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Art.
Art Dempsey, say I have a light socket. It's in the center of my carport roof. And just recently, when I turn it on at night, lately it's been blowing the filaments in a bulb after about two or three nights use. Do you ever hear anything like that?
Yeah, we probably it could be a couple things, but generally that is a inconsistent power supply to that particular receptacle or socket. We need to get an electrician out there and check the voltage being delivered to that fixture. If you're buying, let me, how am I going to say this without getting in trouble? Some places you can buy light bulbs have manufacturer seconds.
Mm.
And it's why they're priced so low.
Oh. But if, aside from cheap light bulb, is there any hot socket that extra fuse?
Well, you generally, if we're burning up filaments in just a couple of days, that receptacle isn't getting a nice constant flow of electricity, and it's surging. It's got a loose connection in one of the junction boxes between it and the service panel. The best thing I would recommend to you, Art, is get in touch with our Rosie Certified Electrician that services that part of Arizona. It'd be the Mighty Electricians.
It's 480-854-2005.
You can always find them at rosieonthehouse.com. We've got certified electricians pretty well covering the state. And as you may or may not know, Art, electrical is one of my least qualified areas.
Believe me. Believe him.
The last time I tried to do something, it was underneath the kitchen sink, and I think Jennifer saw my boots glowing and shaking. And
never again.
Wasn't sure that I was going to make it through that one. There's just no room to move in there. Once the voltage started flowing from my left hand to the right hand, I couldn't let go.
Yeah, my girlfriend came running in there. He was sprawled out on the floor. Yeah, like that.
But I made it.
Home improvement, Romero style.
Yeah, but electrical is usually one thing Jennifer still insists that I call someone else out to take care of.
Hey, we all have our limits.
Yeah. Hey, we've been talking about the website a lot and the Santa bag that's available there for specials and things that we've put together for you, our listeners, to try and take advantage of, to prepare for getting ready for your guests that are coming, also for opportunities to register to win a lot of tools that we're giving away. So get on to rosieonthehouse.com, register for the Arizona Santa bag, and while you're there, go ahead and register for the Arizona Staycation, because that's the opportunity we give all of you listeners to win a vacation inside the state of Arizona. And it's turned into a gas. We get so much feedback on this feature that we do. We provide you, Sanderson Ford in Glendale lets you pick up any car that they have in their demo lot. Sanderson Lincoln. It's the last winner of the staycation actually took an MKZ up to the Grand Canyon, right? So you tell us when you want to go and where you want to go. We provide you the car. We provide you the gas card so it doesn't cost you anything to get there and back. Tell us where you want to go. And we work with our friends at Arizona Highways Magazine and the Arizona Office of Tourism to arrange lodging discounts. Many times we've got a lot of people participating that just allow us to send the guests for free. London Bridge Resort was one of the ones that recently participated. And I love it when places we've been as a family and enjoyed jump on board and join us. London Bridge Resort was really one of the better family vacations I think we took when we took the ski boat out and skied the lake. Well, we were there about a week or so. It was great.
It was fun. They just have a lot to offer. They have even shopping on site for this time of year. Our last winter wanted to be there because they have family there in that area, so they asked for London Bridge this time of year, but there was still plenty to do. They have spa packages and shopping locally, and and it's just a beautiful place to be anyway. It's a nice setting.
Arizona Staycation, only available at rosieonthehouse.com. On the topic of planning for your guests, I want to stretch you into next year. How about planning for next year? In the Santa bag, we have our window and skylights and door specialist, Freelight Skylight Company, giving a special discount for any package over and above 7 window or door openings. They're going to give you $500 off. So go to rosieonthehouse.com, go to the Santa bag, click on Freelight, and start get an estimate now for a project doors.
Yeah,
that they won't be able to get done by the end of the year, but you'll be able to take advantage of this $500 opportunity.
Absolutely. A lot of great participants there. So if you're a handyman or you're not so handy, a lot of these are for people that aren't very handy that just need some upgrades to their home. RosieOnTheHouse.com/holiday. We have George in Queen Creek, Faye in Tucson, and an open line at 1-888-767-4348. We'll come back right to calls.